It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump for today, Thursday, February 6th, NBA trade deadline day, okay? That's why we're out a little later, because we were waiting for all the big NBA trade deadline deals. For example, the Sixers traded James Ennis to the Orlando Magic. The Wizards traded Jordan McRae to the Denver Nuggets for Shabazz Napier. The Timberwolves joined the Miami Heat-Memphis Grizzlies deal and traded Gorgui Dieng for James Johnson.
Breaking news.
And it looks like Andre Drummond was traded for John Henson and Brandon Knight. Basically, NBA trade deadline day is the shuffling of the losers. Those are just some of the trades. We don't give all the details, but that was as much of an update as I was willing to give you for today's NBA trade deadline. And now to the jokes. Let's hope that we have some jokes here today. Let me look for all you folks. Yeah, we got a couple. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has said that the Mets sale is off to apparently big money hedge fund guy. I believe it's Steve Cohen. That could be wrong. I'm not looking to correct it. But apparently Bernie Madoff made a much, much better offer to the Wilpons. So they're gonna take that one. The Knicks hired an agent to be their GM. Now, people were excited because, you know, that's what the Golden State Warriors did and the Lakers have done, hiring some player agents. Although reports have not confirmed whether it's an NBA player agent or actually a music agent who's going to help James Dolan's blues band get a record deal. We haven't confirmed that yet. These are just off the top of my head, folks. These are called Jokes on the Run. Also, if you're wondering, as many of you probably are, why we do this, why is the Sports Dump in existence? Well, let me just say, Spotify just bought The Ringer for over $200 million, and Barstool Sports was part of that was purchased, which gave the estimate of about $450 million for those sites. And I've seen those sites. And while they are certainly better than the Sports Dump at this point, I'm going to say they're not 200 or 450 times better. So by that thinking, we could sell the Sports Dump now for $1 million, and that would be a bargain for anybody. So if you're out there listening and you have $1 million to burn, we are interested in selling out. Or just selling, but mostly selling out. All right, what else do we have? Oh, yes, in baseball, just a couple days until spring training starts, and fresh off of trading their most generational talent in generations, the Red Sox still don't have a manager. Now, there's no joke there, folks, but I just wanted Red Sox fans to be reminded of where they stand right now, because I'm a Yankee fan. All right, this is a short one here today, folks, but we will have a longer episode tomorrow, so you can either look forward to or not look forward to that. Again, we are not on Facebook anymore, but you can follow us because we're going to start doing some, not Facebook Lives, Twitter Lives, whatever those are. So go to Sports Dump Show on Twitter to follow us so that you can get those amazing, amazing alerts whenever I go live with, God knows, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I know it'll be live. So you're going to need to follow us on Sports Dump Show at Twitter. Also, you could go to the_sports_dump on Instagram, and we occasionally post some funny pictures and stuff there. And, we used to have the Sports Dump, but I erased that accidentally, so now we have that shitty one that I gave you. And go to sportsdump.com for some more content, and some of that video stuff will end up getting put up there as well. All right, I think that's more than enough. The announcements were longer than the jokes today, but that's going to happen sometimes. We're still here for you, though. Even if it's a mediocre effort. All right, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.